This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Number to call or text. We want to hear from you. The relief level. The belief level in this team. We're going to do You Believe coming up in about 35 minutes. I'm expecting a lot of people to be calling in and discuss that belief level, because you can go one or two ways after yesterday's win. Wow, we finally won a play-in game. Can we talk about that for a second?
I don't
know. They were 0-3 heading into that, and after they blew that 20-point lead, I know Joe, I know Carter was like, oh, we're going to be 0-4 in a second. We're really going to trick this whole game off. Should I whoop that trick? Yeah, we're going to trick this game off. And they almost did, until they didn't. You know why? Jimmy freaking Butler and Stephen freaking Curry. Those guys can lead you to the promised land. The only question is, will the legs hold up? That's going to be the question. Father Time is undefeated.
What about his thumb?
Thumb? Well, we'll see. Again, that's part of the whole equation. The physicality of these games and these series going forward, and how they're going to affect a Steph Curry in his hand. Because we do know one thing about the team coming up. The Houston Rockets, the one word I would use to describe them is physical.
I'm not ready to even, like, I can't even decompress from last night's game. We will, but
I'm just saying, that's going to be the next question going forward, is the physicality. But
I think we're all sleeping on the Rockets.
All of that baked into it, probably.
I think we're all sleeping on the Rockets. The Warriors, I think they're hungry. I think this is going to be a tough matchup.
Probably.
I actually give the edge to the Rockets.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
But I don't think we're giving them enough respect.
If I gave you $100, there's no chance you're betting on the Houston Rockets to win that series.
Joe?
None.
Joe, the team I saw last night was hanging on for dear life, and there were two guys that wanted the ball, Jimmy and Steph, and everyone else on the roster felt, you know, rightfully scared of the moment. And if they want to get where they want to go, which is through Houston and to the next round, they're going to need contributions from more guys. And last night, I saw too many opportunities for others to step up and just make a play.
I thought,
outside of Moses Moody Quinton Post, a lot of guys came up short, small.
That double digits for Quinton Post.
Quinton had his moments.
I'm not sleeping on Gary Payton either. I know you're saying he was hesitant late, and that's fine.
He was good through the bulk of the game.
He had 12 points.
But the final 4 minutes, like, if you didn't think what I was thinking, where the ball got to him in the corner and he took such a bad shot, I thought for the rest of the game, it was seeped into his head. Like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And that's what I'm looking at.
I think he was thinking about it.
I'm looking at Draymond Green scoring the ball more, though. I thought Dray was awful yesterday. 4 points. I thought as a ball distributor, he was fine.
No, he had some nice passes.
He had 10 assists yesterday, so I'm not going to completely
poo-poo. A couple of beautiful ball screens for Steph. But I just thought, in general, I thought that that was a bad matchup for him. He got bodied.
He fouled out. Like, in a game where that, and it easily could have gone over. Could have gone to overtime.
He could have fouled out earlier, too. Well,
it could have gone to overtime, and then you're without Draymond Green in that scenario. Then that's, we're looking back and saying, like, what the hell are you doing? Luckily, it didn't work that way. Warriors end up winning at 121-116.
I think Draymond falls into a similar bucket as Looney. Now, obviously, Draymond brings more offensively than Looney, but I just thought that was a horrible matchup for both those guys. They weren't spacing the floor on offense, even though Dre's a way better passer. You are allowing Zach Edey to sag into the paint. You're allowing JJJ to sag into the paint. And you saw it multiple times. There are 4 and 5 guys that are going to jump at either Jimmy or Steph. Everyone else is going to be left wide open. And this is where I think you have to stay committed to playing Moses Moody, because Moses at least isn't afraid of the moment. And look, for as much as Pods is a roller coaster, I'll give him this. At least he's not shying away from the moment. Now, yesterday, he got himself into trouble, what he has done all year, over-dribble into trouble.
Well, he
passed up a three.
Passed up a three, then he dribbled.
Into trouble.
Right into trouble, and then lost it immediately to Zach Edey or whoever it was. It's like, one of the worst possessions I've seen of the game. But to your point, I'm not going to crush Pods first and foremost.
Am I crushing them?
No. I'm not going to crush Pods because they won the game first and foremost. And he balled out against the Clippers and it ended up being a loss in overtime. But I thought he was key just keeping them afloat at points in that game with some big shots, obviously in the fourth quarter and then down the stretch. Yesterday it wasn't his greatest game, but Moody stepped up. And that's what it's going to be going forward. Multiple guys stepping up. It's not going to be Pods' night every night. So Moody, I'm looking at you. If it's not Moody, I'm looking at Pods. If it's not Pods or Moody, I'm looking at GP2. I'm looking at Gui Santos. I'm looking at Quentin Post. It's going to have to be the others,
Joe,
getting it done.
Joe, he got Quentin Post was spectacular. Spectacular. He's got fresh legs. He's 25.
He got a little goon in him yesterday. You see that little elbow he had?
I loved it. He set a great screen. Yeah. I'm okay with that. But you sat the guy for 40 real-time minutes. I'm not talking about game minutes. Real-time. He was ice cold when he came back. Like, that's where coaching, ride the hot hand for a couple of possessions. You're riding lineups that are dudding it out for 2 and 3 and 4 possessions too long. Go to the hot hand. Form, and this is where, like, if Steve wants to tell me I got 10 guys I like to play. Well, form does have to factor in. I understand there are guys that are trusted agents. GP2 is going to be a guy you lean on. I get it, and I agree with it. Like, you're going to lean on him through the thick and the thin. Yesterday, Looney was a bad matchup, and I thought Quentin Post was the guy you waited way too long to go to in the third quarter.
Did you come out of that game yesterday, just given how we're talking, we're an hour into the show?
I feel great about Quentin Post in the next series.
Okay.
I think we found one other guy who wants the ball.
Do you feel better or worse about this team going forward after yesterday's win? Well, which sounds
I'm
insane.
I'm allowed to take a deep breath.
Okay.
That's... my big thing is
because it sounds like you're a little bit more like not as optimistic as maybe you would have been.
No, that game just drove me insane.
I'm saying, had they have kept that 20 point lead, I think we're coming into here saying, you know what, this team could beat the Rockets. They can go on a deep run. I don't know if everyone's feeling that right now. I feel like
No. I want to make it clear. No, you're making a good point. I want to make it clear. I'm thrilled.
Okay.
But the way that game played out, I was ready to pull my hair out. Come on, I'm not alone on this. I love this team. They were driving me insane. Were they not? Am I the only one? Carter, you and I, like, I'm gonna throw it to you right here.
I hear you.
Carter, was that game not met? That's playoff basketball. It's crazy.
I mean, you knew that 15-point lead in the first half was not going to last. Yeah.
It was evaporating. Like, this team drives you nuts a little. It's okay.
But the difference now is you've got Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry to bring it home.
Oh,
and
there's no doubt.
And the clutch games now for those guys, since Jimmy Butler has arrived, let me pull it up here. And don't worry, James in Delaware. Hi, I'm in Delaware. We'll get to you in just a second. 888-957-9570. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Also, it's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. All right. There's a lot to unpack here. The clutch games. Since Jimmy Butler's arrived, it's night and day. I have someone I can finally trust with the ball in his hands. I love Steph.
He's so good.
I love Stephen Curry. I do. All-time top 10 player.
Jimmy was in full effect.
Play-in Jimmy. They needed play-in Jimmy yesterday because, again, I'm just going to reiterate this. Prior to Jimmy Butler being a Warrior, they had not won a play-in game. He was a big reason why they won yesterday. Could have had more points, quite frankly. He had 38, and it felt like he left a lot on the table. Why? He missed 6 free throws. That wasn't very Jimmy Butler-like.
He came into it in the last 9 games shooting 93% from the free throw line.
He was balling. Well, it was a typical jinx from Harlan because obviously they're saying he's like, you know, he's coming to this league. He's one of the best free throw shooters.
How bad was Reggie? How bad was Reggie on the broadcast?
He's getting excited. Reggie Miller?
Reggie.
Take a playoff.
You're one of my favorite players. Like, you really are. You're not a good broadcaster.
Well, he's been hanging on for, 20-plus years doing this?
Yeah, probably
it's been
about 19 too many.
Well, he's going to be the next face of Amazon. When they do that, he's going to be like their league. Or NBC, I should say, not Amazon. But here's Jimmy Butler.
I'd be looking at replacements almost immediately.
Oh, my God. Hey, let's relax.
Reggie's
not good.
You're
going to hear a lot from actually, real quick, do we know
that's if a foul.
Do we know if TNT is doing the West this year, or is it going to be ESPN? Usually they make that known early on. Or are they doing some
Thank
switches?
Thank God we're in the playoffs.
That's it, right? We're not even talking about Reggie Miller calling games going forward. That means it's a good thing.
You're asking about my psyche.
Yes, I am. The emotions are all weird kind of right now, I feel like. I don't know.
No, because there are certain days.
You're in the playoffs.
No, there are certain days where you wake up and you got a beautiful household. I'm very lucky. I got a wife. She might be sleeping, and I'm exhausted from the day before. The little guy's sleeping. I'm very blessed and I'm very lucky. I am
definitely
exhausted and worn down by life, and I can't even work out on certain mornings because I'm so tired.
But didn't you sleep well yesterday after last night?
No, because I was just so thrilled that we actually won that game. And you wake up and you're so tired, and the stress of life and everything. You can't even work out. You just sit in the hot tub, okay, if you're lucky enough to have access to one, and you just lie there. And that's how I feel today. I'm just lying in the hot tub, and I'm just like, I've got sores all over the place. Just have the jets, you know, massage the specific messed up parts of my body, and I'm just going to breathe in all the steam, and I'm going to worry about the Rockets tomorrow. That's exactly how I feel.
Honestly, it's very hard to go to sleep after a game like that because you're just so fired up from the ending.
My heart was racing.
Your heart is racing for the last 60 seconds because you're convinced that all hell's going to break loose and all the worst things are going to happen.
I totally agree.
And then the game just ends and it's just like, oh, wait, now I have to just like wind down and go to sleep. No, Sam, that's like a 60-minute process right there, and I don't have 60 minutes.
Sam, I was on my knees on the floor watching the final couple minutes of that game. Jesus. Like, come on! Like, screaming at the television. Tell me you're not like me.
No, I was losing my mind last time. I mean, I wasn't on my knees, but I was definitely like in a very panic state when I'm trying to like not be.
By the way, Warriors finally went at home. So there you go, guys. Hey, they won one at home, guys.
Thank God.
The crowd was great.
I thought the crowd was great.
Hey, credit to the Grizzlies for fighting back again. You guys think they're going to blow every team out when you get a 20-point lead? A 20-point lead in the NBA might as well be 5 points. And seriously, today's NBA, the amount of three balls from Desmond Bane yesterday that went in, that went out. Jaren Jackson was chucking them up left and right. Santi Aldama, he actually was attacking the paint more, which I didn't understand the Grizzlies, why they weren't attacking the paint more, because they were getting their spots and then they just converting because the team is so damn small that they're playing. But again, credit the Warriors for not beating themselves yesterday. The Grizzlies beat themselves, and credit the opportunistic defense of Golden State. Real quick,
let's go.
James in Delaware has been hanging on tight. James,
good morning. What do you want to talk about? I hope it's not the Giants. I hope it's not any of the teams out in Delaware. It better be about the Golden State Warriors. Delaware, what's there to do, by the way, in Delaware, James? Watch Warriors games? Is that about it?
That's about it, man. That's about it, man. I enjoy your guys' show. I know you have some more people to call it in.
Thank you.
I enjoy your guys' show, man. I listen to you every morning. But it's something I'm going to, two or three things I'm going to talk about real quick. Coach Carey is doing his thing and Butler. But maybe you guys can tell me. I can't figure out, and maybe you don't want to talk about it. Not I understand why Steve Kerr is sabotaging Kuminga. Kuminga is their third lead scorer. The last 2 years, he took Wigan place when he was out 2 years in a row, averaging about 20 to 25 points a game. These last two games when they played the Clippers, not this last game he didn't play, before then he played, scored 34 points. Not long ago, the game before then, I think he scored 34 points. Then you got guys coming in, what y'all talking about, and I'm not knocking y'all, y'all good guys. You got guys coming in like Parrish, he might play good a few games, the last three or four games, what have he done? You got Moody the same way. What did he do last night when y'all said he played good? He didn't even score 10, 11, 12 points. But everybody, half of the people, the Golden State is a Kuminga hater. But I'm just saying it's wrong the way Steve Kerr is doing the boy. But I promise you, he's going to leave Golden State, which I hope he do. That way, God won't have to keep her in his drama. And when he leaves him, he will get revenge.
Thanks, James Delaware. Turning to Boomhauer there from King of the Hill towards the end there with that southern twang.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.